I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. Emphasis on Melissa.
Oh, I thought you were going to say emphasis on country.
Melissa, welcome back.
Thanks. I feel so weird being gone a full week.
Well, with Melissa back brings newfound frustrations. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey.
Now, with Mondays come newfound frustrations, which allows us an opportunity to let that steam out, let that anger and frustration out with what we like to call the list. The list is an ongoing list that we've got here on Melissa and Austin of things that just grind your gears. And guys, if you don't mind, I'd like to go first.
Okay.
Yeah, jump into it.
As you know, the seasons are changing, right? And it's starting to get warmer out, at least until Melissa got back. Honestly, Mel, last week's weather was amazing.
It was so beautiful.
It was so great.
So beautiful.
And so I said, you know, on Friday, I'm going to end my week. I'm going to take a little walk down Riverwalk. I walk up and down the river, and I go down, and I sit for a little bit, and I'm just enjoying the beautiful weather, listening to some music. And then I realize I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
So I go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And thus leads me to what I'm adding to the list this week. Bathrooms that are closed for the season.
Oh.
Why do we do this? My bladder doesn't close for the season. And you know, it's not just downtown Chicago. In my local town of Elmhurst, the bathrooms at the local parks there closed for the season. In fact, it's so much that on election day, there was a thing that I voted for, upgrades to the parks that would include year-round bathrooms.
Oh, you
it would be
that
an increase
box.
On your taxes. I said, I don't care how much I have to pay. Get me the year-round bathroom.
If they're laying out the chairs on the Riverwalk, they should open up the bathrooms.
The bathrooms should be open.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Especially the parks.
Yeah. Right.
Because there's been times when you go for like a nature walk.
Yes.
And a nature call.
Right.
In the nature walk.
I take my kid to the playground. It's not like my bladder's like, oh, it's winter. Looks like we don't have to go right now.
Oh, no. That's a good one.
That's
Thank
a good
you.
Addition.
Bathrooms that are closed for the season, you're added to the list. You guys got anything you want to add to the list?
Heck yeah, I
for
do.
For sure I do.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get their additions to the list, but we also want yours. 312-946-4995. Let's add things to the list. Ugh, Mondays.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we're here to add things to the list. The list is an ongoing list that we've got here on Melissa and Austin, where we just add things that grind our gears, that really annoy us. And in a way, it's kind of therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently added bathrooms that are closed for the season.
Oh.
I ran into that issue on Friday. Really had to go and had nowhere to go because everything was closed.
I've had that happen to me. I get it.
Melissa, you are now back. Kyle is in here with us as well. Do you guys have things you want to add to the list?
Yeah. You know, I traveled. I was gone for a week.
Yeah.
And when you travel with somebody that you're not used to being around, you know, you just make some adjustments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing that I didn't like when I was traveling with Porter's dad.
Not
traveling with his dad. That wasn't it. I just wanted to let you guys know that's what I was doing. Is when they forget to flush the toilet.
Ooh. Oh, no. That's more of a guy thing than it is a girl thing.
What's up with that? Do you not forget? Do you just, like, don't care?
Well,
what is it?
Some people live by the method of if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
And I will say, we used to live in an apartment when we were in Virginia where the bathroom was so close to our bedroom that if we went in the middle of the night, we couldn't flush because it was so loud that it would wake us up.
Oh,
right.
No. So we would always be like, okay, we have a no flush in the middle of the night. But that was just in, like, an extreme case of like it's going to to wake us at 2 a.m. sort of thing.
But this wasn't the middle of the night. This was 2 in the afternoon.
That's weird. That's weird.
Okay? It's 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, but time change, because you were overseas,
that doesn't count. Yeah. And okay, he needed some water. So are we adding the not flushing the toilet to the list?
Not flushing the toilet? It's added to the list.
It's added to the list.
Very bathroom-themed list this week. But Kyle, what are you adding?
I'm getting outside the bathroom. I'm getting outside the home. What I'm adding to the list? Restaurants that tell you your takeout order will be ready at a certain time, and it's not ready.
Oh, no.
So this happened again at a place I'm not going to name. It's one of our favorite places to go to pick up pizza. We'll order it, and then we have to earn it, so we have to walk. So we're timing it almost perfectly with what they say. And yesterday was like a little chilly. Luckily, the rain was done. Whatever. We get there right at the time that it said it was ready. We even got a text on our walk that said it was ready. Great. We had to wait an additional 15 minutes.
No!
Oh.
And I love this place, so we'll continue to go back, but it is incredibly frustrating to be like, well, now I have two dogs because we're watching a dog and we're just kind of standing outside awkwardly and I can't go inside. And obviously I want to go to the bar that's in there, but I can't because I have two dogs.
Oh,
I would
no.
just prefer it be ready now so yeah. I don't have to continue to wait.
Okay. But you were hungry.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you have to do the walk back home. It's too much.
Get those takeout times on point, restaurants. Okay, so that is added to the list. We got one. We got this submission into our text line from the 312. The thing they're adding to the list, Austin's screaming.
Oh, good addition.
It is so obnoxious. What? And now he's got Melissa doing it at times.
I'm screaming.
I've known Melissa a long time, so don't let him change her. Love the music, but not him.
A great submission to the list.
When do you scream? Oh, maybe when you're laughing?
I think when we're talking about the list.
More specifically, he was just screaming about bathrooms pretty loud.
Bathrooms that are closed for the season really get me going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did just get an email from our HR. Can Austin stop screaming?
Oh,
we can hear it three floors.
All right, look, I'm added to the list, okay? Along with bathrooms that are that close for the season.
People that don't flush.
And
takeout orders that aren't ready on time.
It's added to the list.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.